जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरा बनचारी, जमुना तीरा बनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा बनचारी, यमुना तीरा बनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
মাদের যশোমতীকে ইন্ট্রোডাকশন দেওয়া হয়েছে, মানে কোনো ফর্মালি ইন্ট্রোডাকশন করা হয়নি।
Hare Krishna. I just found out from Ganga Narayan Prabhu that my god sister Mother Jashomati hasn't been formally introduced to the devotees here. So I want to welcome Mother Jashomati to Ujjaini with our usual three Haribols. Haribo! 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 Mother Jashomati is a very, very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada. She is from Canada, and although she is from Canada, but along with her husband, our very senior godbrother Kala Prabhu, Mother Jashomati had been serving in different parts of the world, in South Africa, in Mauritius, in Mayapur, for many, many years, in many responsible positions. I consider Mother Jashomati to be one of the most exemplary devotees in the movement. She, in her household ashram, she brought up her children in a very exemplary way. All her children are very good devotees because of her and Kala Prabhu's wonderful training. And actually the whole family is very close to me, or I am very close to the whole family. In Mayapur we serve together, and Mother Jashomati, another identity of Mother Jashomati is that she is the mother of Rasamanjari and the mother-in-law of Jai Chaitanya and the grandmother of Gaura and Leela and Radhika Priya. And so some beautiful children. And actually many of my god brothers and god sisters will be coming here. So as I told you many times, that Krishna consciousness is founded on the basis of respect for senior devotees and service attitude to the Vaishnavas. So please take advantage of these wonderful opportunities of this presence of this very exemplary advanced devotees. And actually, just like in a joint family, how do you develop your relationships with other senior members of the family? In a joint family, do you have relationship only with your father? Or you have relationships with your other uncles and aunts? Sometimes the relationship is even deeper with uncles and aunts than with the father and mother, because from father and mother we get chastisement, but from uncles and aunts we get love and affection. So when we consider ISKCON as a family, where Srila Prabhupada is the head of the family, and with Srila Prabhupada in the center, we develop our relationships with all the members of the family. So take advantage of these opportunities and develop your sincere relationships with all the devotees, especially the senior devotees. Develop a service attitude. When they are around, consider that this is Krishna is providing with with the opportunity to serve these senior devotees and make spiritual advancement. So always take this opportunity and show all the respect. It's not that the respect should be offered only to guru or sannyasis or big devotees. No. In the world of the Vaishnavas, every senior devotee should be treated with utmost respect. And that will be the sign of advancement. A neophyte devotee will think that, oh, only my guru and no one else. But more advanced one is, then the more he will develop the relationships. And that creates such a one, that will create such a wonderful mood in our temples of ISKCON. Like few days back, Radhanath Maharaj was here. How did you all feel? Wasn't it a festivity? Many other senior devotees will come. So, and take advantage of their association, take advantage of their presence. Thank you, Mother Jasomati, for being so kind to come here. And Hare Krishna. How is Radhika Priya doing? Radhika Priya? Sleeping. We should also have a celebration of Radhika Priya's arrival in this world. Maybe in the evening today we can have some celebration. So, Rasa Manjari, bring Radhika Priya this evening and we'll have some sort of celebration. At least we can have some kirtan around her. We won't be able to offer her Krishna Prasad as yet, but at least we can greet her with kirtan. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON family Ki, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. আমি যা বললাম তা আমরা বাংলায় তোমরা সকলে বুঝতে পেরেছ? কাকে কি বুঝতে পারোনি হাত তোলো, লজ্জা পাওয়ার কিছু নেই, কেন এটা খুব জরুরি আমি যা বললাম। মোটে দুজন তিনজন তো ঠিক আছে, গঙ্গানারায়ণ তুমি ওদেরকে বুঝিয়ে দিও। হ্যাঁ, তিনজন যখন আছে আমি আর সময় নেব না, কেন অনেক দেরি হয়ে যাবে। তোমরা মূল বক্তব্য যেটা আমি বুঝতে পেরেছ তো, মাদার যশোমতী কে? হ্যাঁ হ্যাঁ, ভেরি গুড, প্রভুপাদ ডিসাইপল। এখন প্রভুপাদ ডিসাইপল মানে ভেরি সিনিয়র ডিভোটি। হ্যাঁ, তো সিনিয়র ডিভোটি যারা উন্নত বৈষ্ণব বৈষ্ণবী, তাদের প্রতি তোমাদের মনোভাব কিরকম হবে? হ্যাঁ, শ্রদ্ধাশীল হবে সবসময়। হ্যাঁ, এবং তাদের সেবা করো, শ্রদ্ধা নিবেদন করো, ঠিক আছে। হরে কৃষ্ণ গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি। ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়, ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়, ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়। শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম প্রথম স্কন্ধ অষ্টম, শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম ফার্স্ট ক্যান্টো এইথ চ্যাপ্টার টেক্সট 40। দিস চ্যাপ্টার ইজ এনটাইটেলড অ্যাজ প্রেয়ার্স বাই কুইন কুন্তি। इमे जनपदः श्रद्धा आई एम सॉरी श्रीध्वा सुपक्व औषधि विरुद्ध सुपक्कौषधि विरुद्ध वनाद्री नदी उदन्वत ही एधन्ते तव विक्षितै इमे जनपदा श्रद्ध्वा इमे जनपदा स्पृद्धा सुपक्कौषधि विरुधा वनाद्री नद्य उदन्नत वनाद्री नद्योदनन्त्व हि धन्ते तव वीक्षितै हि धन्ते तव वीक्षितै इमे जनपदा श्रद्धा सुपक् कौषधि विरुद्ध वनाद्री नदुन्नन्तो हे धन्ते तव वीक्षितै इमे जनपदा श्रद्ध्वा सुपक्कौषधि विरुद्ध वनाद्री नदुनन्त हे धन्ते तव वीक्षितै इमे ऑल दीज जनपदः सिटीज एंड टाउन्स श्रद्धा flourishes, supakka, nature, aushadhi, herbs, viruddha, vegetables, vana, forests, adri, hills, nadi, rivers, udanvanta, Sees, he, certainly, edhante, increasing, tava, by you, bikshitai, seen. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. All these cities and villages are flourishing in all respects because the herbs and grains are in abundance. The trees are full of fruits, the rivers are flowing, the hills are full of minerals, and the oceans full of wealth. This is all due to your glancing over them. Please repeat after me. All these cities and villages are flourishing in all respects. Because the herbs and grains are in abundance. The trees are full of fruits. The rivers are flowing. The hills are full of minerals. And the oceans full of wealth. And this is all due to your glancing over them. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Human prosperity flourishes by natural gifts and not by gigantic industrial enterprises. The gigantic industrial enterprises are products of a godless civilization, and they cause the destruction of the noble aims of human life. The more we go on increasing such troublesome industries to squeeze out the vital energy of the human beings, the more there will be unrest and dissatisfaction of the people in general. Although a few only can live lavishly by exploitation, the natural gifts such as grains and vegetables, fruits, rivers, the hills of jewels and minerals, and the seas full of pearls are supplied by the order of the Supreme. And as he desires, material nature produces them in abundance or restricts them at times. The natural law is that the human being may take advantage of these godly gifts by nature and satisfactorily flourish on them without being captivated by the exploitative motive of lording it over material nature. The more we attempt to exploit material nature according to our whims of enjoyment, the more we shall become entrapped by the reaction of such exploitative attempts. If we have sufficient grains, fruits, vegetables and herbs, then what is the necessity of running a slaughterhouse and killing poor animals? A man need not kill an animal if he has sufficient grains and vegetables to eat. The flow of river waters fertilizes the fields, and there is more than what we need. Minerals are produced in the hills and the jewels in the ocean. If the human civilization has sufficient grains, minerals, jewels, water, milk, etc., then why should it hanker after terrible industrial enterprises at the cost of the labor of some unfortunate men? But all these natural gifts are dependent on the mercy of the Lord. What we need, therefore, is to be obedient to the laws of the Lord and achieve the perfection of human life by devotional service. The indications by Kunti Devi are just to the point. She desires that God's mercy be bestowed upon them so that natural prosperity be maintained by His grace. Ime janapada shriddha shupakkoushodhi virudha banadri naddonnanto hyadhante tavabikshitai. All these cities and villages are flourishing in all respects because the herbs and grains are in abundance, the trees are full of fruits, the rivers are flowing, the hills are full of minerals, and the oceans full of wealth. And this is all due to your glancing over them. So Kunti Devi is offering prayers to Krishna. When he was just about to leave Hastinapur, Kunti Devi is Krishna's aunt. Therefore, Kunti Devi has a very close relationship with Krishna. But at the same time, Kunti Devi knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kunti Devi is a great devotee of Krishna. Actually, in Vedic culture, everyone, especially the members of the high class family, were brought up with the understanding that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Proprietor and the Supreme Enjoyer, and every living entity, no matter how wealthy how influential, how powerful he may be, is nothing but a servant of Krishna. Actually, that is what Vedic culture is. In the Vedic culture, irrespective of one's position, everyone accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishnu, Narayan are the worshipable deities, worshipable Lord of the civilized Vedic society. Those who worshipped someone other than Krishna, they were not considered to be very advanced. The demigod worshippers were not considered to be so advanced. The advanced people either accepted the absolute truth as the Brahman effulgence, or the super soul, or the supreme personality of Godhead. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdate. Those who were among the spiritualists, those who were least advanced, they considered the absolute truth to be impersonal Brahman. They are known as Gyanis. Then those who are little more advanced, they considered the absolute truth to be the super soul in the heart. They are known as the yogis. And the most advanced individuals, or most advanced spiritualists, recognized Krishna or Vishnu or Narayan to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they became his devotees. So, there are three types of spiritualists. Gyani, yogi, and bhakta. And below them, this is the spiritual platform. And below the spiritual platform is material platform. So people who are situated in the material platform, they are known as karmis, or they are the people who wanted to enjoy the fruits of their actions. So in that level, those people are the worshippers of different demigods. Materialistic people want to enjoy bhukti. Bhuktikami, muktikami, and siddhikami. The materialistic people, they want to enjoy the material nature with their own action, fruitive workers. They are the bhuktikamis, or those who want to enjoy the fruits of their work or fruits of their labors. So that is one category, materialistic people, karmis, fruitive workers. And these people are not really, generally these people, materialistic people, are not fortunate enough to understand the supreme position of Krishna. Because they are in the material platform, they do not have the proper knowledge about the spiritual platform. Therefore, they see everything in the light of the material situation. And in the material nature, who are the highest, who are holding the highest position? Who are holding the highest position in material nature? Different demigods. Because they are in charge of different departments of the material nature. Generally, the Karmis are demigod worshippers. And among the demigods, there are different departments and they're in charge, like Indra, Chandra, Varun. Then, little more advanced stage is Ganesh, who gives material success. Jat pado pallava jugang binidhaya kumbha dande pranam samaye ganadhiraja bighnan bihantum alamasya jagatrayasya. Jagatrayasya, three worlds. Three worlds means heavenly planet, earth planet, and lower planetary system. Their domain, their understanding is only up to the heavenly planet. Jagatrayasya. So Ganesh removes the impediments from the path of one's success. Bighnan bihantum alamasya jagatrayasya. So many people you will find in India are worshippers of Ganesh, especially the business community. Because those who are running business, they want success, and Ganesh is the giver of success. They worship Ganesh so that Ganesh should remove all the impediments from the path of their success. And then they go even higher. When they go even higher, they get to know Devi, Maya, Mahamaya, the personified material nature. But then also, Devi worship takes place in different categories, in different levels. In the mode of ignorance, she is worshipped as Kali. And in the mode of passion, she is worshipped as Durga. And a little higher mode, not quite goodness, is Jagadhatri, Annapurna, etc. But then, when one transcends the material platform, then his perception of the spiritual reality is impersonalistic. He thinks that all these forms are material. All the forms are material, therefore, spiritual must be formless, because all forms are material. All forms are material, and if spiritual nature is opposed to material nature, then spiritual world, there is no form. That is the preliminary understanding of the spiritual reality. This stage of spiritual elevation is called jnana stage. Karmi stage, jnani stage. Then comes the yoga stage. And in the yogic stage, one recognizes that the absolute truth is not impersonal, but the super soul in the heart. Little more advanced, not so quite impersonal. It is the soul, super soul in the heart, who is there in everybody's heart. But then he comes to the platform of devotional service. And in the devotional service, one recognizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the Supreme Person. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His person. Ishvaraha Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha. He's a person. He's a Parama Ishvara, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Satchidananda Vigraha. His form is Satchidananda. He is Anadir Adir Govinda. He is the cause of all causes. He is the beginning of the beginningless. He is the beginning of the beginningless. Anadir Adi. He is the beginning of that doesn't have any beginning. Anadir Adi. That is the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki. And He is the cause of all causes. Sarva Karana Karanam. Therefore, we have to understand that recognizing the Absolute Truth as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the highest level of spiritual achievement. The neophytes in the spiritual path will think that God is impersonal. Less advanced will know that God is the super soul. But the most advanced people will know that God is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the highest form of spiritual understanding. And when one recognizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then what happens to him? Supreme Personality. Let us consider. Supreme Personality means the greatest personality. So if you come across somebody who is very great, what will you do? You become his servant. When you come across somebody who is very great, what will happen? You naturally surrender to him. Right? So when you recognize the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the Supreme with a capital S, not just the Supreme, Supreme with a capital S. No one is superior to him. He is the Supreme. What will happen to you? Now, if some great person comes here, what will people do? Now, think of a great person comes to Ujjain. Who is a great person? Can anybody think of somebody? Let us say Amitabh Bachchan. Everybody thinks he is the great person. Then what will happen to all the residents of Ujjain? What will they do? Won't they queue up from Ujjain to Indore to receive him in the airport? They'll all bow down to him. Oh, all glory, all glory. So that is the natural tendency of the human beings. People think nowadays that the movie stars are the most exalted personalities. Since the people today have become very degraded, movie stars have become the most worshipable. In early days, I remember when, at least in India, movie stars, especially the actresses, used to be considered as prostitutes. They were considered to be prostitutes. That's how respectable people used to look down upon the movie people. So in 40, 50 years, we can see how the society has degenerated, how the society has degraded. Now the prostitutes and pimps have become the most worshipable people. Anyway, the point I was trying to make, the natural tendency of of human beings. When they come across somebody who he surrenders unto him. Oh, you are so great. So let me do something for you. Right? So this is the attitude of surrender. Now can you imagine when somebody gets to know who Krishna is, what will be his attitude towards him? What will be the natural tendency? To surrender. So when we recognize the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we spontaneously, automatically, we surrender ourselves unto Him. And that is the beginning of devotional service. Sharanagati, Sharanga Sharanagati is the Bhakotero Pran. Doinno Atma Nibedan Guptritte Borun Abhushra Rokhibe Krishna Vishyashupalan. What is the line before? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kori Shapar Shad Shiyodham Shaho Abutori Ottanto Durlabho Prem Koribare Dan Shikhai Sharanagati Bhakotero Pran. Ottanto Durlabh. Very rare Krishna prem, in order to bestow, in order to distribute, the very rare Krishna prem. He is teaching the process of surrender, Sharanagati, which is the life and soul of devotional service. The very foundation of devotional service, bhakti, is Sharanagati. So this Sharanagati becomes natural, surrender becomes natural when we recognize the supreme position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is how, when one recognizes Krishna, he naturally becomes his devotee. So the point is, the jnanis see the Brahma Jyoti, the jnanis consider the absolute truth to be Brahma Jyoti. Badanti tat tattva jnana, badanti tat tattva vidas tvattam, jaj jnanam advayam. The knowledge there, which is non-dual, advayam, advay tattva. Recognizes him as Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabdati. These are the gradual elevation. A neophyte spiritualist sees him as impersonal Brahman. Little more advanced one sees him as the super soul. And the most advanced ones see him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, devotees, those who worship Krishna, those who accept Krishna and serve him by surrendering themselves unto him, their activities may appear to be, their activities often appear to be like the karmis. Karmis are acting on the material platform. The spiritualists like jnanis and yogis do not act on the material platform. Karmis are those who act on the material platform. The spiritualists are those who act on the spiritual platform. Now the neophyte and the second class spiritualists, they do not act on the material platform. Nor do they act on the spiritual platform. They are in a kind of a limbo. They do not really know what to do because they do not know what the spiritual platform is. Therefore, they are just involved in endeavor for jnana, austerities and yoga. austerities and penances and performance of Ashtanga Yoga. Because they haven't become situated on the spiritual platform. That's why they do not know what to do. So therefore, they become inactive. Yogis do not know how to, they do not want to act on the material platform, nor do they know how to act on the spiritual platform. Therefore, they become inactive. Same with the gyanis. But devotees are situated on the spiritual platform. Therefore, they act on the spiritual platform. But that spiritual platform is completely different from the material platform. So less intelligent people may think that the devotees are acting, therefore they must be like the karmis, materialistic people. Materialistic people act, devotees act. So they just see the action. But they do not see in which platform they are actually acting. Therefore, often the devotees are misunderstood by less informed and less intelligent people. They think that, well, they're not so advanced spiritually. See, they're just acting. They're acting like a mundane people. The gyanis are much more advanced. The yogis are much more advanced. Oh, he lives in Himalayas for 25 years. He has nothing to do with this material nature. He doesn't eat, he doesn't sleep, he doesn't breathe. So he must be the great person. But who is really great? Relatively, comparatively, the devotees are the greatest spiritualists. A gyanis and yogis will someday, when they receive the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, will probably become a devotee of ISKCON, member of ISKCON. The position of the ISKCON devotees are far superior to a yogi who is meditating in Himalayas for 25,000 years. Less intelligent people may think, oh, he is so great. But actually, the devotee's position is far superior to that person. And here we can see, Kunti Devi, she knows Krishna. Although Krishna has allowed her to come so close to him, but she never forgot that Krishna is God. But at the same time, she is having a very intimate, loving exchange with Kunti Devi, or with Krishna. And Krishna is having a very intense, loving exchange with Kunti Devi. And this is how the Lord reciprocates. This is how Krishna reciprocates. It is not only that when Krishna comes to perform his pastimes, we will get an opportunity to develop a loving relationship with Krishna. No. If we practice the process of devotional service properly, then we will be able to develop that loving relationship with Krishna in the heart. And that relationship is non-different from the relationship that one develops with Krishna when Krishna comes to this planet. So that is the prerogative, that is the good fortune that we have by becoming a devotee. We are practicing, but when we achieve our perfection of devotional service, we'll develop our relationship with Krishna. Now we can also consider this point. Now is this relationship material or spiritual? Naturally, this relationship with Krishna is spiritual. Now is this relationship dependent upon our bodily action or bodily relation, physical bodily relationship? No. This relationship is based on the spirit soul, the spiritual relationship. Right? Say, for example, when you develop your relationship with somebody, do you really develop the relationship through the cloth that you're wearing, the dress you're wearing? Does your brother think that you are your shirt or shawl? Does your mother think that you are the dhoti? Or she sees you as the person. That identity, of course, is physical relationship. Therefore, it is based on physical identity. But when we develop our spiritual relationship with Krishna, that relationship is based on spiritual platform. The spirit soul's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, does it depend upon the external situation? No. So this is a proof that anybody can develop with relationship with his relationship with Krishna anytime, at any place. It doesn't depend upon the time and space factor of this material nature. So the relationship that Kunti Devi had with Krishna, a devotee can have a similar relationship with Krishna and can reciprocate with Krishna in that relationship. So Srimad Bhagavatam, through all these narrations, through all these descriptions, are actually showing us devotees' relationship with Krishna. And through the descriptions and prayers of those devotees, revealing to us the inconceivable qualities and beauty and pastimes of Krishna. And in this way, through the scriptures, we become related to Krishna, we become appreciative of Krishna, and eventually we become devotees of Krishna. And what is Kunti Devi saying here? So Krishna, because you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just by your favorable glance, everything flourishes. When you glance at something favorably, then everything flourishes. So prosperity, real prosperity, is dependent upon Krishna's favorable glance. And if Krishna withdraws his favorable glance, then materially, no matter how much we achieve, it'll all end in a big nothing. And that is what is the state of affairs in this material nature today. Materially, people have made a lot of, this world today has made a lot of advancement materially. But what is the state of their consciousness? The state of their consciousness is extremely miserable, extremely fallen, extremely degraded. And what is the state of their heart? Their state of their heart is full of envy and hatred. And as a result of that, they do not have any peace of mind. They're extremely miserable. They are suffering. They may have a lot of money. They may have made a lot of arrangements for comforts and luxury. But they're extremely miserable. So miserable that they can't sleep at night. They're so full of, their heart is so full of envy and hatred that they hate even their own children, they hate their own wives, they hate their own parents, they hate their friends. That is the state of their existence. They're so full of hatred. They can't they don't know what love is. All them, because their heart is so full of hatred. The people, those who are closest to them, even to them, they cannot, with them, they cannot develop any relationship. They're so full of hatred and envy. And as a result of that, they're killing each other. Why? Ultimately, why is that? Because they are not receiving the favorable glance of Krishna. Therefore, there is no prosperity. Opulence may be there, material, apparent material opulence may be there, but there is no prosperity. On the other hand, where Krishna casts his favorable glance, everything flourishes, both materially and spiritually. Kunti Devi is pointing that out. Even materially it was flourishing. And what is the material, even materially, what is the real sign of prosperity? Big buildings, big palaces, big industries, big cars, big roads. No. The real sign of prosperity is there's abundant of food stuff, there is abundant of flowers, there is abundant of material opulences. From directly coming from nature. Jewels, gold, not plastics. Today everything is made of plastics. And the metal they use is just aluminium or steel or such base metals. They don't even know how to use gold. Nowadays they don't use gold. Very rarely they use gold. Previously people used to eat in gold plate or silver plate. Rich people would eat in gold plate. And middle class people would eat in silver plate. And lower middle class people will eat in copper plates. And poor people would eat in clay plates. And once they would use it, they will throw it away. So that is how opulent they were. But now they use clay plates. And that also they use it repeatedly, again and again. In India, even the poor people would use clay plates and then they would throw it away after once using it once. Not only the plates, even the pots. They would cook in clay pots. And just cooking it for once, they would throw away the clay pot. Don't keep it. So we can see how this society has become so poverty stricken. Even materially they are so poverty stricken. But during the spiritual, when Krishna casts his glance, everything is full of prosperity. There's abundant of food, fruits and nuts and vegetables and grains and beautiful flowers. The whole place is fragrant and everywhere it is lush green. There's abundant of rain, abundant of sunshine. Prabhupada used to say that because of the pious activities of the people those days, it used to rain at night and dry during the day. It would rain at night and during the daytime there would be bright sunshine. Won't it be wonderful? It would rain at night and during the day it's dry and bright sunshine. And the trees and plants got all the water that they needed. The rivers became filled with water because of the rain. But the activities, since most of the activities used to be outside, dry weather was necessary during the daytime. So Srila Prabhupada actually taught us what real prosperity is. Let us become devotees then everything will become opulent. Everything will happen. Our hearts will become fully satisfied. And whatever we need for spreading Krishna consciousness will be there in abundance. And the whole world will become happy. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur. Does anybody have any question?
Guru Maharaj, what attracts the loving glance of Krishna? What attracts the glance, favorable glance of Krishna?
Love. Love is the attractive factor. Love Krishna, he'll become attracted. Right? Doesn't love attract? When you become attracted to somebody, what happens? You feel the love. It is the love that attracts. That love that causes that. Love is the immediate outcome of attraction and vice versa. In order to attract, we have to love. So by being, we become attracted to Krishna and we feel our love for Krishna. And if we want to attract Krishna, we have to develop our love for Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Okay. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.